Meeting to order. Can we please begin with a roll call?
Marcy Benda. Ari Broad.
Here.
Erica Crowley.
Here.
Eve DeRosa.
Here.
Deborah Dinner. Andrea Henlon Mott.
Here.
Michelle Heaney. Ian Husen. Patrick Keel. William Matthews.
Present.
Margaret McEntee. Beth
Here.
Millis.
Here.
Claire Teens.
Here.
Jana Van Houten.
Present.
Adam Vinson. Jamal Wallen.
Here.
And Shelby Williams.
Present. Thank you so much. We will now move on to our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayagono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagono people past and present to these lands and waters. Are there any late additions to the agenda that anyone would like to add? Being none, that portion of the meeting is closed, and we will now move on to approval of the minutes. Today we're going to be approving two sets of meeting minutes, the first of which is from the February 6th meeting, and the second of which is from the February 20th meeting. If you haven't already, please take the opportunity now to review those minutes. They are on the box for the University Assembly, and after which I welcome any motions to amend or approve.
I move to approve the February 20th and February 6th meeting minutes.
By unanimous consent?
Yes.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, it has been moved and properly seconded that we approve the meeting minutes from the February 6th meeting and the February 20th meeting. Now we proceed to open the forum. Okay, so the Board of Trustees will be meeting on Friday, March the 22nd, and I was invited to give a presentation on behalf of the University Assembly, essentially discussing all the work that we've been doing this year and raising any relevant topics to the board that they might be inclined to inquire about. So I wanted to use this portion of the meeting to generate any feedback topics that you guys would like to me to raise during that time. I have to submit a 2-to-3-page report tomorrow by end of day. So if there's anything you all would like included in that, please let me know. I can convey that to them. This can be more of a free form discussion if you guys just want to raise your thoughts or your recommendations.
Yeah. I feel like it needs to be a discussion of like reimagining the roles of trustees play in just everything, because they seem like the most important stakeholder when it comes to university affairs, when it comes to student life. They feel like their voices are prioritized. And I think you need to see like a radical reimagination of what does it mean that you are a trustee? And what does that now? What does that have to mean in terms of my agency as a student? No.
Okay. Are there any specific topics that you're thinking of in reference to that sentiment?
I think I would have to go more in depth. I don't think they would be open to my interpretation of the role of the trustees, because from what I understand, we have a student trustee, then we have everybody else who I think they alumni or donors or whatever. And I do not see how that has to do with running a campus, but so I don't think that's a conversation they'll be open to having, but sort of have a question around when students say, oh, we want to have change on campus, why does the stopgap have to be okay? It's going to go to the trustees about certain things, certain policies, certain enactments, like, oh, it has to go to the trustees to have that support. And there's such a disconnect between the students and the trustees that our values are not echoed on their level.
So like wanting them, and I'm just trying to be as concrete as possible so I can like actually convey this to them. Like wanting them to be more like receptive to student demands, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in addition to that, the role that the trustees play in kind of like determining the decision or like directions is very nebulous. Especially from like grassroots movement, it's very like, oh, like it goes to the trustees, but you know, it's not entirely clarified anywhere, right? What discretion they have. And even though we do have our student elected trustee, it's we don't necessarily get the full picture of what those meetings are like or how the decisions are made. It all seems like a disconnect.
Right. Any other feedback?
I think as we're gonna embark on a conversation still about the interim, I feel like sitting in the forums, one of the most disturbing aspects was the aspect of safety. And I feel like we should talk to the trustees about that. Like if the trustees are maintaining, and which I'm sure they are, an interest in well-being of this campus, I really want to support a conversation about the issues that were brought up both in the forum, in university assembly, in town halls about safety for our students on campus and safety for everyone on campus, but safety and like.
Thank you. Eve?
I'd like to second that. I think that's a wonderful suggestion. And if we can think through the role of some intermediary in overseeing the training.
We can't quite hear you. If you could just pause
Oh,
one moment, we'll
okay.
get the audio sorted out. I want to hear your valuable feedback.
Okay, is this better? Do you guys hear me better here? Can you hear me? Oh. No. Can you hear me? Well, this isn't going to help. I'll put it in the chat.
Oh, sorry, one more.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Oh, well, I think they can't hear me in the room. Hello? Nope.
Yeah, let me try to join on my computer and see if I can hear you.
Sure.
You want to put the mic to the speaker on the computer?
The mic seems to be loud.
Doesn't look like it's reaching.
We can hear each other in Zoom land.
Eva, if you wanna,
Can you hear me now?
Okay, one second.
I can type it instead.
I can hear you. I have my computer out.
So I wanted to second Beth's comment about public safety and whether the Board of Trustees can oversee somehow through some intermediary the training, the de-escalation training of the campus police. And, you know, what's the oversight of what devices they bring on campus or, you know, for a protest? Will they protect both sides of a protest, for example? And also, what's the role of Public Safety Advisory Committee, PSAC, with Dave Hogan, or Honan, sorry?
Thank you for that. Do we have any other feedback? Okay, I have some tasks for you all. If you all have any direct quotations that you would like included in this report, any statistics, metrics, anything of that nature that you guys have received from your constituencies, that would be appreciated. You know, I want to make sure that I'm giving them something that's really concrete. This report will be reviewed by all of the members of the Board of Trustees. I'm also going to have to compile a presentation ahead of time. That one is due on the 18th of March. There's a little bit more time for that. But if there's like any written material that you would physically like, excuse me, in their hands, please send that to me because, you know, I want to make sure this is as effective as possible.
The written report is due like tomorrow.
Unfortunately. Yeah, and they didn't give me much. Like, it was kind of like last week over break.
Though. Yeah, and I just made mine for GPS.
Yeah, understandable.
Do you have the report that was submitted last year?
I do not. Eric, do you know anything of that nature?
I bet I can find it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful
for
context to see what was done last year versus this year.
I think it could be interesting to have a few excerpts from the responses and the comments on the interim policy. And just as like, because, you know, the trustees might not be, you know, reading that before the page, but just kind of like a smattering of the broad sentiment.
And also, I recognize that we don't have all of the committee chairs in the room, but I would like to give a bit of a summary of the work that the committees have been doing so far this year. So I can send an email, excuse me, follow up requesting information, maybe just like a 1 to 2 paragraph blurb about progress that's been made in the various areas of jurisdiction that these committees cover. Anything else? Okay. This is more of an announcement, but the executive committee, we will be meeting with the general counsel who's been, you know, overseeing a lot of these discussions pertaining specifically to the interim expressive activity policy on Friday. So we met last night as an executive committee. We just kind of want to outline the timeline for the course of action that we see that if you look at this point, we've had a lot of discussions expressing and outlining what's wrong, for lack of a better word, with the policies and the weak areas, but we really want to shift gears to be more like action oriented. So this Friday, we're going to kind of compile a document just addressing, as an executive committee, the specific portions of the policy that we'd like to revise and address in ongoing discussions. But in addition to that, we're going to try to form a working group. And I know it was suggested by some members of the community that this be relegated to the Codes Committee. I'd like to open that up more broadly, but just a working group, because I'd like to have a resolution. We won't have time to vote on it before the Board of Trustees convenes, but we will have time to introduce it and discuss it. So that being the next meeting, which I believe will occur on Tuesday, March 19th. And this would be a more concrete document outlining the recommendations for revision that the University Assembly has with regard to, you know, the interim activity, excessive activity policy, but also the anti-doxing policy. So we're going to have a busy next 2 weeks in which we're working on solidifying this document so that it can be entered into like the University Assembly website, so it's on the record, just so that we have something tangible as well to include in that presentation going forward. So I've already received some feedback from some members of the UA voting body indicating their interest in serving in this forum. If you guys are interested, I really would value your feedback because you do represent really crucial stakeholders on this campus, and really pivotal constituencies. So I will probably be sending out an email sometime before Friday just discussing that. We're really gonna have to workshop it next week so that we can have it ready for the upcoming meeting. Any questions, comments, concerns?
There's a concern of mine related to, because the administration is sort of framing any like motion for this, for the policy, you know? It's like kind of what they did was light a fire, then say, how big do you want it? Versus having the option of putting it out in terms of that they're controlling how we engage with the policy. They're asking for recommendations rather than having something be built from ground up or having this go with completely reversing it, going back to the current policies we had before, which I feel like if there hasn't been a immense shift in, at least in like the protests having tangible, like detrimental impacts on like student life or something, like no one has been hurt or harmed. Like no one has been hospitalized through these protests.
Sure.
But now that they're still framing it as, hey, give us your amendments versus saying, oh, we just want the policy to be like suspended indefinitely. And then we could just review our current policies and see if anything is lacking. But I feel like them framing it as coming with these recommendations, it starts with, they set the terms of engagement, that starts with what they will remove versus no, what do we want. It's kind of complicated.
Sure, so a few notes on that. There is a comparison document that's on the UA website that outlines what existed before this policy was announced on January 24th, and then it outlines specifically what is being changed by it. But this resolution can also serve as an opportunity to specifically address the portions of policy that we as representatives of this entire institution right here take issue with on behalf of our constituents. And so I hear what you're saying in regard to, you know, starting from the ground or just like introducing amendments to it. But I think that this resolution can serve as an opportunity to articulate those changes that we'd like to see implemented. So I encourage you to engage with the crafting of the resolution as we go forward on it. Anything else?
I think I just want to clarify what you were saying. Are you saying that because we are asked to formulate something in response, there doesn't seem to be an option that our response might be to reject it?
In some ways, yeah. It's like how when they create a rule for us and then they say, okay, what are your recommendations on the rule? They are not, no part of it is going to like be in terms of looking at, oh, how can we radically restructure? How do we look at stuff? It's not looking at, they're looking at tweaks and changes versus opening the conversation to radically restructuring it. I feel like certain things, when we look at it in terms of amendments, become completely off the table. So I just have to look at more and see how receptive they are, speak to some more people, if they are to just large sweeping changes. But I feel like if we operate from the basis of change this policy versus how can we create something new, I think it's good to have the amendments. And I think, but I just feel like I have anxiety related to what will be received from the UA, I mean, from the administration. But I think coming in from both approaches will be beneficial.
Yeah, so some notes on that. And I have to consult with our governing documents again to recognize the specific remedy that this has. But to the best of my understanding, in order for this policy to go into effect, it needs the consent of the University Assembly. So it cannot be passed as a policy without our feedback. And that's why that these discussions are really crucial in the articulation of those changes is so important, because without this body, this will not go into effect as they currently have it standing anywhere at the university. So like the conversation is still very much ongoing and alive, and they need our engagement with this in order for anything to happen.
Wait, so it has to go through us for it to pass, so we could simply reject a new policy?
In theory.
Yeah. See, I feel like that's something that they don't want you to know, that we could simply reject a new policy altogether.
That's what was articulated during the most recent Assembly Leadership Breakfast, yes. Any other feedback?
I think that we should also be asking like how staff plays a role into this, because people generally leave us out of things of this nature with regard to like expressive activity, because we don't have the same academic freedoms as faculty and students. So how would you like for us to engage in a policy like this beyond enforcement of said policy, right? Because then we look like the cleanup crew, right? But how can we model how to do these things with students if we can't engage and let our opinions be a part of the conversation without fear of losing our jobs? Because it's been done, right? We've seen our colleagues be asked to vacate their positions. So how do we then engage with a policy that does not protect us, essentially?
And taking both of those perspectives in mind, you know, moving forward, having any kind of right broad overarching policy that affects the university constituency as a whole, having a predetermined structure, right, where there is like a set like representative from like, you know, the students or like, you know, the broader community, like community leaders to be at the table during the formulation of the policy itself, rather than playing like a later on role, a feedback giver, would be immensely helpful. And frankly, I think a lot of the response that we've seen from both right faculty, staff, students, employees alike is an indicator that a structure like this is necessary.
Seems like one of the biggest breakdowns is that many of the responses are related to distrust of intent, and I think we're looking for some way that the policy demonstrates freedom and safety, and even though it's articulating that that is what it's about, almost every comment is about feeling unsafe or feeling that this is censorship as opposed to support of freedom of expression. And I feel like there's a culpability for how it's being received that should be responded to. Like there's some aspect of responsibility. It's interesting. I'm assuming that every assembly has also a place for people to respond. I know that we are the central response. But I know on the faculty website, there've been some response, faculty senate website, their responses. I don't know if in the student assembly and employee assembly, there's a place for people to provide response. There's been so many responses. If we looked at it, it would probably be 75% are absolutely negative, say no, no, no. 10 or 15% say absolutely. And I think those are important responses as well. There's some people who do think this is necessary, important. I think that's valuable. But it seems to me that the disconnect, and I like that word disconnect, comes from the fact that even though the intent is about safety or freedom of expression, most of the people who are reading it are responding to it in the opposite way. And so maybe that has to do with that not enough people participated in the crafting, or maybe it's that it's not completely feel comfortable why this happened in the first place or why this was articulated, even though in many forms it is articulated to some people. So it feels like there's a culpability about safety and health of a community involved in the next step. But I don't know how to implement that personally.
Absolutely. Okay, everyone. I'm just gonna sit here right now and list some dates that I'd like you guys to take note of. You could jot them down in paper, phone, something, just so we can make sure that we're adhering to deadlines. So tomorrow, March 6th, is when I need to submit this report to the Board of Trustees. If you have any feedback you'd like to include to me, I know it's gonna be a tight turnaround, you could send that to me by 2 p.m. tomorrow. So send, and I'll send an email out with this as well, but if you note that down, that would be great. So send Shelby feedback on trustee report, just so I have time to include it, sift through it, and then send it off before that. Okay, on Friday, the 8th, the exec committee is meeting with the general counsel. If you all have anything like right now immediately that you would like us to articulate to the general counsel, you could send that to me by end of day on Thursday. So send that by EOD on the 7th of March. I'm also going to send out an email with information about the resolution that we're going to be drafting. That's going to be a bit more fluid, so just stay tuned for that. If there are any visual aids you would like included in the presentation that I will give to the Board of Trustees, if you could get that to me by, let's do Friday, March 15th. End of day. They have to have that into them a few days afterwards.
And this is for your presentation to the Board of Trustees?
Correct. And the date that is?
The date of the presentation to the Board of Trustees is Friday, the 22nd. However, I have to submit the presentation about a week in advance. So again, those deadlines are tomorrow at 2 p.m. for information for the report that's being sent to the Board of Trustees. Thursday by end of day for information articulated to the general counsel for our meeting about the interim excessive activity policy. And then end of day on Friday, the 15th of March, for any visual aids or additional information you'd like included in the presentation that I will be giving to the Board of Trustees. Anything else before we move on from this section of the agenda? All right, thanks guys. Okay, so now we are in business of the day. Currently the university hearing and review panel is soliciting applications for this upcoming term. The applications are due by March 31st. They are currently open, so the Campus Codes Committee and the Office of the Assembly should be sending additional feedback and information about how to apply for those positions. But there is a particular need for graduate and professional students and undergraduate students because they're currently underrepresented here. So if you represent any of those constituencies, please tell your people to apply because it's great that they get to contribute to support with us. Questions, comments, concerns?
I would also add that if you don't want to apply, but you want to nominate someone, there's also a nomination link that should be being sent out as well. So if you know anybody who would be interested or be a good fit, then the hearing panel chair will reach out to them to say they've been nominated.
When will we get those?
Do we know when Rocco's sending that out?
I don't, but I can
send it out. Yeah, I was like, I can send it out. You know.
So I can send it out to everybody tonight. Okay. I recognize that we don't have all committee members here, but if you do have enough that you'd like to gather, we can have committee breakouts for, let's do 7 minutes, and then we'll reconvene at 5:27. So those committees being campus codes, campus welfare, and site. Sorry, Eric, I keep forgetting to like give you the pay breakout rooms. I'm sorry, I'll do better with that.
It's no problem. And everyone should be able to join their own rooms in one moment. So I'm just gonna open them up once I have them.
This is the charter anyway. This is the section that's about what happens in policy. I know it's online, but I'm tangible person. Like I need to have it.
I keep it on my little like box that I have on my computers.
I can't find anything in the box.
The charter is a box, but it's also on the it's like somewhere on the website too. So sometimes
crazy how every comment about four. With that to York, it's implemented without any good intent. It'd be damaging.
I agree.
I don't know if it's useful, but.
Is the comment on closed study?
It says it on our website.
It's closed.
It says. First of all, it says commenting is closed. I thought earlier when it was closed.
I was not able to. I don't know if there's enough threshold for like how much data you can
We should also talk about the other resolution of the faculty column in the Daily Sun.
I know that we took that from somewhere initially, Erica.
Okay.
Like for writing me. Might have been from
the president's office. Okay. No worries.
He said he's trying to check to make sure that they really pulled it down, but it was communication.
So, a recent communication? Or
I think it was
announced in the.
I think they put out the email. I assume. I had to bring it up yesterday. I was like, what?
Yeah, because I recently reversed a bunch of the ones that I did. All right, everyone. We can reconvene now. I'm not sure if people are in this, but we're going to progress on to section 5, assembly reports in our agenda, beginning with the student assembly.
Yeah, so we recently passed our new set of marking rules. We've had some pretty drastic changes, most notably we struck the petitioning requirement. And we'll now be replacing that with tabling hour requirements. There is an amendment on the floor to also like collect signatures, and that's being worked out by the elections committee right now, the logistics of what that will look like. The second thing is that we're currently collaborating with the SUNY SA to host their annual SA conference on campus. We've been in contact with Jay Fish, the current EVP of the SUNY SA, so very exciting. And finally, we have Dean Love coming in to speak with the SA in 2 weeks' time. Hopefully this will serve as a forum for a lot of the student leaders on the assembly to verbalize and directly tell members of the administration some student feedback on the interim expressive activity policy and the doxing policy.
I'd also add, I don't know, I wasn't here last minute, so I'm gonna mention, times are kind of fuzzy. We passed a resolution to suspend the interim policy, which I think is kind of helps to garner support in terms of that there's a lot of negative feelings around that. So it was able to, it's resolution, I think, is in the resolutions box. You can see title like suspending university interim policy to check phenol expression. We haven't heard back yet.
Do you have the date, and you might not yet, of the SUNY conference? Let me. Yeah.
Let me verify what it is, and I'll get that back to you as soon as possible.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Okay, graduate and professional student support.
Yeah, we haven't had a meeting in a couple of weeks because spring break throws us off. So we're doing, this is like our 3-week break. We're meeting next week. But we did successfully, our last resolution was, I believe I already talked about it here, but was exempting affinity groups or groups that have like a diversity and inclusion focus from our tier membership requirements for funding. To get different levels of funding from GPSA, you now have to have different membership requirements or minimums on campus groups, but we exempted some groups that do very important work on campus but may not have those requisite numbers from our requirements. Other than that, we're starting to get things ready for elections in April and early May. So we'll be making that changeover. Thank you for that.
Okay, next, the employee assembly. Am I audible? Can you guys hear me on the Zoom?
Yes, we can hear you.
Jana?
Yep. Oh, sorry about that. I had my earbuds in. Anyway, so for the employee assembly, the main topic has been the expressive activities policy. So we last week held the town hall. And so tomorrow is our meeting with our regular EA meeting. So we'll, you know, reconvene and discuss that. We haven't had an opportunity to debrief. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. So more details to come. We are still, there's individuals on the EA who are working on a resolution to support DEI and staff who support DEI initiatives. So that's also happening. And lastly, we've just been organizing speakers and the upcoming election. So that's also been taking a lot of focus and time to do that. So those are the main things that, to update on the EA. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. And finally, the Faculty Senate.
Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. So the faculty have had 3 opportunities to give feedback on the interim policy, free expression or expressive activity policy. They had a Senate meeting, a town hall with Provost Kotlikoff and General Counsel Varner. And then we had a faculty forum, a listening session as well. And so next week, next Wednesday, we'll come back to the Senate with the Provost and General Counsel, and also to discuss a resolution asking for more consultation and more consultative process. I think one of the things that's been sitting with me is, I think we want to separate sort of the process complaints from the outcomes that we want from this policy, to really make clear that what are the things that we want for our community. And that's all I have.
Thank you for that. I'm just taking note of that last comment you got. Okay. Proceeding on to committee reports. First, executive committee.
So within the executive committee, we have been really discussing, one, our thoughts on the expressive activity policy, as well as how we can help Shelby prepare for the Board of Trustees presentation that we have coming up that really has been monopolizing our time.
So that's pretty much all we've been discussing, so that we can make sure that we're adequately representing what the UA wants to bring forth, so that we're for trustees meeting.
Yeah, and also just another comment. I know there's other stuff happening on campus too, so I don't want this to overshadow all the other affairs. So, you know, if you guys do have other issue areas you'd like to address, please feel free to suggest them to the executive board. We want to make sure that we're, you know, covering a breadth of affairs on this campus. Okay, campus codes. Do we have any representatives from campus codes here today?
Nothing to report.
Thank you. Campus welfare.
I think we have our next meeting in a week or two, so I'm not sure for it.
Week or two? And site.
Nothing to report at the meeting. I mean, at the moment, we may have our next meeting in a week. I'm going to schedules.
Okay. All right. We have reached the end of our agenda. Does anyone have any announcements or anything they'd just like to add before we adjourn? I see nothing on the Zoom and nothing in the room. I welcome any motions to adjourn this meeting.
I move to adjourn the meeting by unanimous consent.
Is there a second? Okay, it has been moved and properly seconded. We adjourn this meeting at 5:36 p.m. Thank you, guys.